Ladies and gentlemen, the nation's foremost roving reporter, revealing what happens when the worlds of the ruling class and the common man collide. Taking you across the nation to offend the foes of liberty, seek our real heroes, and tear down the obstacles to restoring freedom. Here's When Worlds Collide with your host, Mark Anderson.
Hey, it's great to be on the air another week. I'm Mark Anderson here on When Worlds Collide, and how's everybody doing tonight? I'm sipping some tea, looking through these conventional newspapers that are littering my lap, wondering how to make sense of the economic news that's in the pablum printed in these modern newspapers these days. You know, when you look at them on the stacks, you see different banners, different names of the newspapers, but you see the same old song and dance, don't you? The same old story. Well, the first half hour today, I'm going to be looking at some of these things and examining some conventional news reports. You can kind of listen in with me here and see what you think. If you want to comment, it's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we got lots of good stuff coming out in American Free Press. You can check that out at AmericanFreePress.net. That's AmericanFreePress.net. Or call 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS for subscription and other information. There's always our 16 weeks for $17.76 super deal. And a little later in the show, we're going to have David Scheid of Michigan. He's from Northville. And he's someone, used to be a Chuck Norris stuntman of all things, and he's went through a very interesting and bumpy life due to the, not just incompetence, but gross corruption and collusion, I guess you'd say, of courts and judges, attorneys, school officials, you name it. And Dave was going to tell his story at 7:30 Central Time after the messages at the bottom of the hour. And things have really been busy for American Free Press lately, that's for sure. In the coming weeks and months, you'll see a lot more news on the immigration issue, much more on Ignacio Ramos and Jose Campion, the two border agents that were imprisoned for about a year, much more on their imminent release, which I'm told is March 20th, but actually could be sooner than that. So that's something we'll be keeping a close eye on. Perhaps even to have either one or both of those agents on the show with a little persistence, that just might fall into place. And that's another very important issue to keep an eye on. I would definitely point listeners and readers to both the republicbroadcasting.org website and AmericanFreePress.net for a story on upcoming Gulf War illness meetings. And any veterans that might be listening now or in the archives, or anyone that knows veterans, family, friends, point them to the articles now posted at those two websites. The main article that is about upcoming important meetings for Gulf War veterans from Gulf War I, and a lot of it applies sooner or later to the current conflict as well. Now, if we have to have an interventionist foreign policy, we still need to take care of those who have won over there while we work on changing that very policy. And after the messages, we'll be taking a look at some headlines in the conventional newspapers and kind of dissecting them a little bit. And I always welcome comments. Again, that's 800-313-9443. And tell me stories that you've read that are really unbelievable or overly simplistic or nonsensical in the conventional papers. I'd love to hear some examples that others might have out there, in addition to the ones that I'll be taking apart here. And I appreciate all the downloads that have been coming from this show. I understand I'm getting a lot of downloads from the archive. The archive contains a lot of detailed listings of past guests, so check that out too. We'll be right back after these messages with some analysis of the media. Stay tuned. The biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and sails as big as trees.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johnglia.com.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
Welcome back to the longer segment here. As we plow through the first half hour, I'll be looking at some media headlines and conventional newspapers talking about this so-called economic stimulus plan. Here we go again, ladies and gentlemen, with more of a shakedown from Washington. And I welcome comments, of course, 800-313-9443. Then at the bottom of the hour for the rest of the show, we'll have David Scheid, a longtime Michigan teacher who at least has tried to work with the system, but he will explain the rampant judicial abuse and collusion going on within the court. Some very interesting details on how these things can affect one individual, and of course it could happen to anybody, as we well know. But one of the things that really caught my eye, and I've discussed this with a number of friends and colleagues, is the, and tell me if you don't notice this, notice in the newspapers, the conventional media, the pablum, the propaganda, we see that they're telling us that we have to keep spending money. We consumers have to keep consuming as if we're just draft horses or cattle on the federal or North American Union plantation. And we have to keep buying Chinese products. We have to keep spending money. Little or no consideration is given for people building more personal debt, more credit card debt, even more than already exists in this constant spending spree that we're supposed to be in. And that's all they got, ladies and gentlemen. The dominant media, when you look at the reports on TV as well as in the newspapers, you'll notice that they just give numbers. The RV plant closed today and 350 people lost their jobs. Or the steel fabrication plant closed today and 500 people lost their jobs. There really is no quantification or qualification of those numbers. There's no explanation of why the jobs are being lost. There's no real cause and effect. There's only the fact that the jobs are being lost. Numbers piled upon numbers, simply citing bad, depressing, seemingly overwhelming statistics. But amid all that hammering and all that clutter, we have this notion that we have to stop, we cannot stop the free trade system, and we have to keep spending money as consumers. And what's wrong with that is, of course, production matters more than consumption. You need both, naturally. You don't want to produce things that you don't consume. But he who does not produce does not have wealth. But this is not mentioned hardly at all, if at all, in the dominant media. There is no illumination of the facts that really need to be known. For example, as I mentioned, the all-important element of production and how that production should be within the United States, and that those who earn good middle-class wages have more buying power and don't need to resort to borrowing or credit card debt in the first place, or very little, and that that buying power also results in savings. And so this idea in the media, and I actually saw a headline that said that although spending and cutting down on spending and saving more money is a good thing, it's actually bad for the economy, which is an amazing statement. The reason it's an amazing statement is because it is not and cannot be bad for the economy for people to save more money and to cut back on spending. That's an impossible premise. And yet the Associated Press and all sorts of national news services are trying to impress upon Americans this false dichotomy, telling them to stop saving and actually telling Americans to keep spending. Don't worry about saving. Don't worry about your credit card debt too much. You'll land on your feet. Same old song and dance over and over and over again. And so I'm saying this so we can inoculate ourselves against this absolute symphony of BS. And we have to recognize these false premises and these germs of propaganda that are being put out there. A classic example, of course, is an AP report from February 1. World leaders are moaning and whining, "Don't stop trading, don't stop trading." And, of course, the leaders at this Davos, Switzerland summit are warning us against protectionism. Protectionism, of course, like tariffs, is a four-letter word to globalists. And protectionism is not bad. It never has been bad. It never will be bad. The reason is because protectionism is simply defending what good qualities and good productive capacities you have to make the most of those things. Protectionism in the military realm, of course, makes perfect sense. You protect your shores, you protect your nation. But when economic warfare is waged against America through NAFTA, through GATT, through the World Trade Organization, through all these alphabet soup agencies, when it's economic warfare, all of a sudden we're not supposed to have any protection whatsoever. Suddenly protectionism is bad. But military warfare, we spend billions upon billions to protect ourselves, such as it is, from any would-be enemy. So we have to start dissecting this very carefully. We have to impress upon our congressmen and upon these myopic editors at regular newspapers that protectionism is not a bad thing, that production matters more than consumption, that the production has to be within this country primarily and not buying from outside sources so the money is funneled out of this country and our trade deficit goes up even more. Indeed, Gus Stelzer, who's a retired and elderly, now GM official, has pointed out very emphatically that the trade deficit matters more than the federal budget deficit. The reason for that is because the trade deficit is what fuels the process of there being much more money being lost than money being made. If we were producing more and within our own nation we're more self-sufficient and we're only exporting our surpluses and things of that nature, then we would be running a trade surplus, and our government coffers at all levels, national, local, state, would have plenty of revenue because Americans would have plenty of spending money, plenty of buying power. It would generate sales tax revenues from purchases. And if those purchases are American purchases, there's a, what's called a ripple multiplier effect. And that effect means that for every person that's got a upwardly mobile, a job that enables them to be gainfully employed, there's the words I'm after. If more people have gainful employment, that creates a multiplier effect in all businesses, retail, manufacturing, and other services and things like that. Everybody does better. One leads to the next, which leads to the next. And pretty soon, there's a sort of a synchronicity going, and the entire economy begins to improve in a very, very dramatic way. And so protectionism, long a slandered word, needs to be brought out of that realm, as does tariffs. Tariffs are a very necessary and completely just and fair way of taxation. Our government had them for the first 125 years of this nation, approximately, and that was, at that time at least, with much lower spending, a very sufficient form of revenue. And so these are just some of the things to keep in mind. Now, here's an example of a pro-free trade editorial in the Herald Palladium, a southwestern Michigan daily newspaper. And the Palladium says, free trade, uh-oh, Buy American push could spark a trade war. Now, this is something we've heard over and over again from the dominant media, that if we begin to buy American, if we think about protectionism, as it's called, but it's just common sense protection of one's wealth and wealth-generating base, and if we begin to think about tariffs and things of this nature, suddenly the free traders start whining to high heaven. And I think we've all seen this. And here the Free Trade Editorial Board of the Herald Palladium in Benton Harbor, Michigan, southwest Michigan, is going on and on. And it starts its February 5th editorial as follows. The phrase, Buy American, sounds harmless enough, but in truth, it's a loaded term that could spark a trade war with U.S. trading partners if Democrats in Congress pushing for protectionist policies get their way. So Buy American and protectionist policies are both lambasted and tarred and feathered in the very opening paragraph of this editorial. And the editorial goes on to say there is even more, quote, alarming language, end quote, in the Senate version of the bill, stating that all manufactured goods used in public works projects would have to come from U.S. suppliers. And that's in this Barack Obama administration recovery package that's being proposed now. So this Southwest Michigan newspaper, this run-of-the-mill, typical daily paper, says that it's an alarming thing that U.S. suppliers would be involved in public works projects. And it goes on to argue the typical argument about free trade. And it's this notion that you can just open your borders to anyone crossing that border, any person or any product crossing that border, and somehow achieve prosperity. And this notion has been so discredited, and it's really sad to see the old things, the old notion still being trumpeted in these hard times. But I'll return after these messages with one more short segment, and then we'll bring on our guest at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
Welcome back. And getting right back to my critique of the media before we get to the bottom of the hour and bring David Scheid of Northville, Michigan on about his rendezvous with corruption, you might say, over the last couple of years or so. I'm going back to this February 1st Associated Press piece about world leaders warning us all to not stop trading and to keep spending. You know, the implicit message there being don't worry about saving and personal debt. Well, that's a relatively small matter when we're dealing with the sacred global economy. Well, listen to this here in this AP piece from February 1st. The talks of these global leaders in Davos, Switzerland, it's referring to here. Their talks, however, offered no renewed hopes for a long-awaited deal in the Doha round of trade talks that many see as a necessary bulwark against the threat of economic protectionism, which devastated the world during the Great Depression. Now, there's no attribution to that statement. That statement is just a flat-out statement in the AP piece, Associated Press, as if it were unchallengeable fact. Once again, protectionism is portrayed as the boogeyman. We're just supposed to open our borders to anyone and anything, let it in, and just let the chips fall where they may. And that's one of the false lessons that the Associated Press is trying to teach readers here. And then here's another little hint. The article goes on to say, I hope the senators, that's the senators in the U.S., will be wise enough to make sure the U.S. complies with its international obligations, said Pascal Lamé, the head of the World Trade Organization. Now, that's a very easy thing to shoot down, ladies and gentlemen. What we have there is this oblique reference to the fact that Congress gave away its constitutional authority to regulate trade and commerce with foreign nations and among the states, and it was given to the World Trade Organization. So congressional betrayal isn't mentioned here, but that's the real story. The World Trade Organization possesses the trade regulatory authority that is supposed to constitutionally belong to our Congress. That's a nice little omission the Associated Press has here. And then it goes on to say, in the end, the U.S. Smoot-Hawley Act of 1930 led to worldwide retaliation, and that's trade wars, and the devastation of international commerce. Once again, no source named there, no attribution. And Gus Stelzer, the retired GM guy that I referred to earlier, put the lie to this idea that the Smoot-Hawley Act of 1930 led to the Depression and international commerce being devastated. Anyone that wants to get a hold of me about getting a copy of Gus's great book, The Nightmare of Camelot, get a hold of me at truthhound2@yahoo.com. My website is also listed in the notes in my archives that describe past shows, but it's truthhound2@yahoo.com, T-R-U-T-H-H-O-U-N-D, the numeral 2 at yahoo.com. Ask for the Gus Stelzer book, and it really exposes that it's a lie that Smoot-Hawley, a federal law back in 1930, was responsible for that economic devastation at that time. Then, lastly, for this AP piece, dated February 1st, I'll mention that it notes here, world powers after World War II tried to guard against a repeat of these bad experiences of the Depression by setting up the Bretton Woods Global Financial Institution. Once again, another Associated Press lie. There was never any intention in the Bretton Woods conferences to actually guard against depression. That's when the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank were created. These two organizations, if anything, foster depressions and make them more likely. So that's just a small sampling of a typical run-of-the-mill Associated Press piece that could appear in any newspaper across the country, where most of the pages are filled with these wire stories, and staff-written, locally written material is becoming more and more rare as the pages shrink in size, as the number of pages goes down, and as newspapers lay off more and more editors and writers, thereby leading to the use of even more wire stories. And I would challenge listeners to start looking very carefully, even though many of us on this network and listeners distrust the media, it's worth spending a little time on analyzing just how they go about distorting the news, just how they go about using the language to deceive. Sometimes it's by omission, oftentimes it is, such as the case here, where the World Trade Organization is mentioned, but no one ever mentions that they possess the trade regulatory power that Congress used to have. And there's more examples than I could possibly even get through in the couple minutes that we have left before we bring our guest on at the bottom of the hour. And I'm just sort of thumbing through some news clips. I already covered the free trade editorial in the February 5th Herald Palladium in Southwest Michigan, and that February 1st Don't Stop Trading story by the Associated Press. We also have one here, and time does not permit a deep analysis, but Timothy Geithner and Ben Bernanke are teaming up to overhaul the $700 billion bailout. What's not told is that Ben Bernanke has more power than Barack Obama, the president, a very concentrated power as head of the Federal Reserve System. But anyway, we'll be back after these messages with our guest, David Shai. Stay tuned.
The biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and sails as big as trees.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And welcome back. It's great to be on the air here, and we're going to finish this show, the next 90 minutes or so, talking to David Shy, who has been working, I guess you'd call it working, he's been working on trying to stay employed in the Michigan school system after having lived a very interesting life and encountered some bumps along the way. And he's got a lot of things, a lot of details, and plus the big picture that really reveals how the courts and politicians and law enforcement agencies, attorneys general, fudge the law, disobey the law, conspire, do underhanded and deceptive things. And, of course, this applies to many people. David's story in different variations is probably happening to other people even as we speak. Different names, but similar circumstances. And, as I say, his name is David Scheid. He's from Northville, Michigan. You out there, David?
I sure am.
Thanks. Great.
Thanks for that nice introduction there.
I hear you nice and clearly here. Now, good. This is a somewhat complicated matter. I've been reading it over here again for a while, but what I see here basically is someone who made youthful indiscretions, maybe just one time, I believe,
yes.
And it's been dogging you your whole life because there has been no competence or diligence, and indeed there's been deception and foul play in not allowing you to legally and lawfully move on in your life and clean up your record from those youthful indiscretion days and just get on with living in your chosen field. Apparently this has dogged you and been a problem when you worked in show business and entertainment, as well as more recently trying to work in the Michigan public schools.
Yeah.
And if you would, for the listeners, just kind of lay the basic groundwork here. What I've seen here is that this started, and please correct me if I get anything wrong, David.
Sure.
This is rather convoluted, but we'll keep it as straightforward as possible. This really started with a criminal history report from the FBI to your school employer, sort of a bolt from the past, something that I'm sure you didn't even expect to come up. So if you would take it from there.
Sure. Well, that started in 2003. My story, just it goes all the way back to 1977 that, as you said, there was an indiscretion when I was a teenager. I was 19. I committed one felony offense that was a jury heard my story and thought that it would be best if I had a probated sentence. So they talked the judge into giving me probation. And 2 years later, I went before the judge again with a probation officer at my side, saying that that I was an exemplary probationer, and he thought that I needed to get off probation. So the judge gave me an early termination. This is all down in Texas, and that early termination of probation included a withdrawal of the plea. Included a dismissal of the indictment and a set aside of the judgment, which I understood from an attorney at the time that meant I had a second chance. It meant I had a clean slate, and it was everything that the jury 2 years before had wanted. So that set aside was received in 1979.
And it's certainly a cardinal pillar of our nation that you're entitled to a fair trial, and not to be held indefinitely by a jury of your peers, and certainly a corollary of that, a parallel principle involved there is that the slate can be wiped clean, that one can earn that second chance, and that there should be no fudging of the record, there should be no second guessing, and we all should have that avenue to right our wrongs and move forward. But yet this dogged you for decade, and let's just move forward from there.
Well, sure. With believing that I had that second chance, I went on to start disciplining my mind and body through the martial arts. I wrote a book on home security and personal protection. I pursued a film and television career. I moved out to California and graduated from a top university and participated in legislation, victims' rights efforts out there, and then back in 2003, I decided after I had a child and was going to focus on a family instead of a film and television career. Back in 2000, I got my teaching credential in California and worked a couple of years and then moved to Michigan. And a school superintendent in Michigan received this FBI report. Oh, I need to back up because in 1983, before ever leaving Texas to California, I thought that, you know, I wanted to just have a formal forgiveness. Even though I knew I had a clean slate, I wanted to make sure that I had formal forgiveness from the state of Texas so that I can move on. And so I submitted an application to the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles and obtained a governor's executive pardon, a full pardon with the full restoration of rights, of my civil rights. And what I didn't understand then, what I didn't know then, was that anybody who receives a set-aside is not entitled to a pardon in Texas because there's nothing left to pardon. But
I read that in your overview. And what made you think about, well, you know, maybe I better double check one more time on this wiping the slate clean thing. What, just due diligence, just trying to be thorough, or did something catch your attention that, hey, maybe I better check that out again?
Well, somebody had told me, you know, that if you've ever received a felony conviction, that if I ever had applied for a permit for a firearm, that would have to be cleared through the federal government. And
I see.
And so I thought, well, you know, so I ended up writing to the president first and asking for a full pardon there, just to in case I didn't want to apply for a gun, handling a gun or anything like that. I had no ambition to own one at the time, but I did want to have that right, and I wanted to ensure that I had that particular right if I ever wanted it. Growing up in Texas, my brother did a lot of shooting and things like that. So anyway, I wrote to the president, and they wrote me back saying that it was not a federal offense, and so I needed to go to the governor of Texas if I wanted any kind of a pardon for anything. So this was all something I did without an attorney, talking to an attorney. It was just something that I wanted to make sure before I left Texas. I wanted to, besides having the second chance, besides having what I believed was a clean slate, I wanted to make sure that I had every single one of my civil rights back. And so that was the reason why I had applied for this pardon. Just to ensure that, but what I didn't understand then was that the state of Texas had never placed into the record that I had received the set aside, and that's why the state of Texas, the governor, gave me the pardon, is because when they checked on the record, the Texas Department of Public Safety never had the record of the set aside. So when I applied for a job in Michigan in 2003, what I didn't know then was that my pardon was never placed into the record either. And so this school superintendent in 2003 here in Michigan got an FBI report that had so outdated. It said that I had a conviction. It had probation as the status, and that's where it left it. Had nothing about a set aside. Had nothing about a pardon. Immediately, I informed this person that of what I did have. I showed copies of it. Eventually, gave her copies of my set aside and my pardon, and. She terminated my employment anyway, despite that the FBI report had written.
How long had you worked there before the termination?
It was only a couple of months. I had
because they're still going through your. I mean, they're getting information on you while you're starting to work there.
Correct.
And this FBI report comes in.
Correct.
And very interesting. Now, what happened from there?
Well, she terminated my employment. She wouldn't listen to any of the reasoning. I had here in Michigan, the unions was standing by my side, and actually they were called in by the superintendent, who wanted to she thought she had me over a barrel because this whole thing had started at the time that I was hired. I challenged her placement of me on the salary schedule, and so I think some of this was motivated by retaliation to begin with, because I challenged her placement on the salary schedule, and she thought she had me over a barrel, and then she was kind of making a big show of her terminating me, and I walked in the door with and pulled out of my briefcase this copy of the set aside and pardon, and kind of stumped her for, and you know, but she terminated me anyway, knowing that it was going to take you know, a good long time with due process, and she ignored.
What can you say which school district this is, or can't we say that?
Oh, yeah, certainly. It's all public record. It's the Lincoln Consolidated Schools in Wixom, Michigan.
Consolidated Schools?
Yes.
What's the name of the town?
It's in Wixom, W-I-X-O-M. It's just a little south of Ann Arbor. And actually,
okay.
I moved my family here because I thought that this part of the country, Ann Arbor, had sprung up on several of the best rated places to raise a family and educate a family. I'd moved out here. You know, I'd long since gotten this behind me and was moving here just to, you know, mind my own business and go to church and raise a family.
Yeah, and after having had a rather colorful career, having worked with Chuck Norris, as you've shown me, and
uh-huh.
Tried very hard, I believe, over about a decade and a half between your more troubled times and when you took the martial arts in the early 80s. And you went about 15 years out in Hollywood, correct? Something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, I think it was about 17, 18 years, somewhere around there. I started out doing stunts. Chuck Norris was the first one to ever give me an opportunity in the films. About that time, I also got an acting part in Houston in Last Night of the Alamo. It turned out to be a little cult classic, black and white. But those were my first two breaks that I got, and then I was getting bits and pieces of action here and there. But kind of having to make ends meet by teaching martial arts, teaching gymnastics, and eventually I went to USC School of Cinema Television and got some work behind the camera.
And I believe you say that even in those days, from time to time, your past would come back to haunt you because of this negligence and incompetence and the later the corruption and deception that is going on through all these different levels of government. Didn't you also have some jobs that were turned down and jobs that you held for a little while and then later you were let go due
well,
to these?
You know, as I was pursuing my career, you know, you always ask yourself, you know, is it something about me? Is it something that I did wrong? You know, when there'd be times when things would be going really well and then all of a sudden, you know, I'd give my Social Security number or something soon afterwards, things would be kind of, I'd meet with deadpan faces and, you know, a job dismissal or something like that. And I never really understood. A lot of people out in California, they don't put it all on the table, you know. And, I found some difficulty and I just attributed it to, you know, trying to break into one of the hardest businesses to, you know, in the world, the entertainment industry. And, but as, after I moved out here and started putting pieces together and really, you know, I started questioning, you know, were some of these experiences that I had, you know, I had no proof. You know, there's nothing that I could go back to the state of Texas and say this happened because of you. And certainly if I had known about anything beforehand, I would have tried to take care of it then.
This is all a classic example, but maybe not one that is seen all the time, of where the government in its incompetence, in its complicity, in its duplicity, in its corruption, whatever the case may be, their actions can stick with someone their whole life, affect their Second Amendment rights, affect their entire fabric of their life, but no one is held accountable, and they protect each other. And over the next hour that you'll be on this show, I know you'll be explaining in detail, in some sufficient detail, the way they protect each other, the way they cover up things, the way they collude, and the way they monkey around with the language and letters and in correspondence to act like they're doing their job, but in fact they're just sort of beating around the bush. And
well, that's
a very troubling thing. And now, right now, just for the record, you're involved in a couple lawsuits. How many lawsuits are currently going?
Oh, my gosh. I've got one case in the Michigan Court of Appeal that is a criminal RICO claim against just all levels of Michigan government, with all the judges that have been involved, too. Then I've got a civil rights case in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals right now that was dismissed, and I had an attorney with that one. At the lower U.S. District Court, and when they dismissed it, the judge held some sanctions over his head in abeyance in case he wanted to follow me into the Court of Appeals, then they would probably apply them, and so I relieved him of that chore and took it on myself, and so at least I filed everything correctly for that in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals.
So the civil rights case has been dismissed, but your criminal RICO against many levels of Michigan government, that case is still alive.
Well, both of them are, because
they're both alive. Okay.
The case that went to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals is at least I filed it correctly because it's still pending.
We have messages coming up. Stay tuned for David Scheid here. We'll continue our conversation after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johngalia.com.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson. Mark Anderson.
And it's great to be back. And now we're continuing our conversation with David Scheid of Northville, Michigan. And he's talking about the long and winding road from youthful indiscretion to government corruption that's dogged him along the way, along with government incompetence and all sorts of collusion and other problems. And it stuck with him his whole life, and it really shows just what a wound the system can give the average person. And I'm sure there's many like you, David, although you have a rather unique life story here. But we've got just a few minutes before the top of the hour, and then we'll go into longer segments.
Okay.
I'm going to add
that there are a lot like me, because there's thousands of people that I've found that have even organized themselves down in Texas. Dealing, because they've all received set-asides that are somewhat similar to the one that I received, and they're called the Texas Association for Judicial and Legal Reform. And they've got a website set up. I stumbled onto them when I was doing my research into what's going on up here in Michigan, and the basis of my set-aside. I had to do all my own legwork on this to kind of help my Michigan attorney to understand Texas law.
Yeah, uh-huh. What have you found in all this, that looking into that organization?
Well, I found that there's a whole slew of people who are really upset down in Texas because they have received set-asides similar to mine, where their attorney has assured them, or the district attorney has assured them, that they were going to get a clean slate, and they've taken deferred adjudication, which means that they plead guilty, but then the final judgment, the final sentencing is suspended while they receive a probated sentence. And if they can get through the probation, or if they get an early probation such as mine, then that the suspended sentence disappears. And it I even found Supreme Court case that had basically said it's the same thing as an expungement of the offense. And these people were assured of this by their attorney, by the DA, by the judge, same as I was. And but then when they try to get buy a home, get an apartment, get a job, things like this. This thing, the state of Texas Department of Public Safety releases all this information and it prevents them from getting on with their lives.
It's amazing. It's almost like a past tense penalty. You've been into the system. You've faced a judge. You've been to court. The process goes along, and finally, you're able to get these things expunged, and you think the slate wiped clean, but in fact, you're still being punished, even though you appeared in court and your youthful indiscretion or whatever it might have been was long, long ago. It's like government dogging you beyond the jail, beyond the courtroom. It's absolutely bizarre. And so what you're saying is Texas is particularly problematic in this regard.
Well, it certainly is, and I think that a lot of it, as Ron Paul says, is an inept government.
Yes, well, after these messages, David, we'll go into much more depth and get the big picture out of this. Stay tuned here on RBN, When Worlds Collide, and we'll have David Scheid over on the next hour.
With recent